Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks again for joining us, and thanks for that introduction. As we go into this new week, I wanted to start today with a story that is a lassie story. Now, if you're a little older, I'm 59 now, so I can remember as a kid watching the show Lassie. And you know, Lassie was this beautiful dog, and Timmy is who played with Lassie. And somehow or another, in the magic of television, Timmy spoke dog language. Like, Lassie could go, roof, 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 and Timmy would say, "What's that girl? Sally stuck in the old Johnson well? Roof, 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 I need to go get a rope out of the barn." And then say, "Lead me there, Lassie." And Lassie would take off, and Timmy would run, and he'd get there, and sure enough, Sally was in the old Johnson well. And Lassie would go, "Roof, roof, roof," and he'd say, "You want me to drop the rope down?" "Yes." And then Sally comes out, and somehow she wasn't wet, she wasn't dirty, but it all worked out. That's a Lassie moment, man. I wonder if you've ever had a Lassie moment. I think there are times I have, but the greatest Lassie moment I know of is found in the book of Judges. And it kind of comes to full fruition around the seventh chapter. There's this dude by the name of Gideon, and the Lord God wants him to rescue the people of Israel. I mean, the people of Israel are just like we are. When things are good, man, we forget about God. And when things stink, it's like, "God, why'd you do this?" And they ride this roller coaster up and down. And of course, clearly, they need somebody to rescue them again. And so the Lord chooses Gideon. So Gideon gathers all of his soldiers together, and he's got about 32,000 men. And that seems like a good number, even though they've got to fight a group of Midianites down in the valley, and they've probably got about 130,000 guys. And so Gideon, with his group, is like, "Yeah, man, it's cool. I got 32,000 dudes." Well, the Lord says, "Get all your guys together and then tell them this." So Gideon says, "Okay, if you're afraid, just go home. Just go home." 22,000 cats run and go home. So yeah, clearly they were afraid, right? So now Gideon's got 10,000, and he knows he's got about 130,000 Midianites in the valley. And so Gideon is like, "Okay, Lord, but this is getting a little funky right here." And then the Lord says, "You know what? You still got too many men. If you guys go down there and win, you're going to think it's you. So take the guys you've got left, take them down to the river, and the guys who stick their mouth in the water to lap it up like a dog, send them home. And the dudes that go down there and cup the water in their hands and drink from their hands, keep them." Now, I don't know about you, but I have never stuck my face in a river or a lake to drink. But apparently, a lot of guys did, because 9,700 of them did that, and there were only 300 left. And so then God says, "You know what? I'm going to give you a Lassie moment. If you're still afraid, go down into the valley of Midian and look. I'm going to give you a sign. Take your servant Pura with you." So apparently, he's still afraid. So he goes down, and two Midianites walk out of the tent, middle of the night. Everybody else is asleep. One dude says to the other dude, "Man, why'd you wake up? He's had a bad nightmare." "What was the nightmare? I had one too." And you can imagine Gideon and his servant are like, "Dude, this must be the word." And one Midianite says to the other Midianite, he says, "Dude, I dreamed that there was this massive loaf of bread, barley bread, on top of the hill there. And it's going to roll down the hill, and it's going to kill us all." Now, my first thought is, dude is clearly smoking the hymnal. I mean, this doesn't happen. This is a Lassie moment. So can you imagine? I mean, it's like the servant of Gideon looks at him and says, "Roof, roof, roof, she's stuck in the old Johnson well?" Because God just gave him a Lassie moment. And you know what happens? He comes back and he says, "According to the Lord, we've got this. He's going to take care of everything. We're going to take the 300 of us, and I want you to leave all of your swords. I want you to leave all your spears, leave all of your warfare, leave it all here in a pile. Grab a torch, a jug, and a horn. And we're going to split up into three groups. And on my command, you're going to break the jug so that the light can be seen. You're going to scream like a wild person, and you're going to blow the horn like you've never blown the horn." Now, clearly, everybody's on the same page, because it's not like one dude said, "Well, I can blow a horn better than you," and he goes out on his own. Maybe if he did that, it would be Gideon and 300 dead guys that we would have read about. But what we know is when that happened, the enemy ran so hard away from the 300 men that they literally drowned themselves. When you're in a position where you don't know what to do, take great comfort when you say there's no possible way I could do that. And then trust the Lord to give you a Lassie moment that would say, oh, you want me to trust you. I can't do it on my own, but you can do that through me because, Lord, I trust you. We're in this campaign right now at Sugar Hill Church where we're asking folks to really make sacrificial gifts to help us eliminate about $4.5 million worth of debt. I mean, we've already cut the debt almost in half, but we're asking the ability to do that between now and 2021. And we're asking folks on November 4 to come ready and prayed up to say, this is how much I can help. And what I know is this, humanly speaking, we have no hope. But we have a God that can create a Lassie moment to say to you, this is what I can do because the Lord has taught me how to give, that my worth and my worship has come together, and I want to be a generous giver. Friend, if you're looking for a Lassie moment, I think God may have one for you. So I encourage you today, why don't you start by praying, Lord, what would you have me to do? To listen. Lord, I want to hear your voice. And in the oddness of the silence, I want to hear your voice. And then third, God, I want to obey whatever you would have me to do. Give me the ability to obey. God bless you, friends. I look forward to seeing you more through the rest of this week as we walk through Imagine Zero and Imagine More. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.